In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Please have a seat. So if you're making a list of the absolute top 10 silliest stories in the Bible, this morning's gospel reading is undoubtedly one of them. Easter has come and gone. Jesus has died and risen again and appeared once to his disciples on the week afterwards. But they've gone home to Galilee. They've gone back to their ordinary lives. They've gone back to their fishing boats, and they're putting in a hard night's work and well into the morning. And you can tell that they've spent a long night working and working up a sweat because apparently Peter has taken his clothes off to stay cool on the boat as the day begins. And then they see a man standing on the shore, and after he speaks to them, the beloved disciple recognizes him. It's Jesus. And Peter is so excited that he completely freaks out. He picks up the clothes he'd taken off to work, throws them on, and then fully clothed, leaps into the water and starts swimming toward the shore. While the other disciples do what regular people do and turn the boat around and sail back with all the fish. Do you get this excited to go to church on a Sunday morning and meet Jesus? Maybe not. Amen. For the rest of you, I want to tell you something. This story is, though, remarkably like what we do on Sunday mornings. We come from our ordinary lives, from our work and from our play, from our grocery shopping or our fishing or our sports practices. And we come here to this place where somebody's told us Jesus can be found. And he welcomes us. And he invites us to share a simple meal with him. We come to give thanks for all the blessings of our lives. That's what Eucharist means when we call the communion or the Mass the Eucharist. Eucharist means thanksgiving. God has given us all of the good things that we have in our lives. Our lives and our health and our families and 153 fish or more. By the way, that is 17 fish per person for breakfast. We take some of what God has given us and we bring it back to offer up to God in thanksgiving. And in that place where we meet God, we pray as well for the hard things in our lives. And we give thanks for God's presence and comfort in the midst of them as well. That's why we offer bread and wine and a little bit of what we've earned back to God on these Sunday mornings. They're a token of thanks for all that God has given to us. And Jesus welcomes us as he welcomed the disciples. And he feeds us as he fed the disciples. And we rest like they did for just a moment in the presence of our risen Lord. And then on that beach, Jesus does something new. He's fed the disciples, and now he tells them to feed one another. He asks Peter three times, "Do you love me?" And three times he says yes, and three times Jesus tells him a variation on the same thing. "Feed my lambs. Tend my sheep. Feed my sheep." Jesus has loved Peter, and Peter has loved Jesus, and now it's Peter's turn to love everyone else around them, with all the disciples. Like all of the disciples, Peter has returned home and he's returned to his ordinary life. But his ordinary life will never be the same again because he's been transformed by the love that God has shown him and that he's now called to show the world to all the lambs of God. Some of you here will be receiving communion for the first time this morning, sharing your first holy meal with Jesus, although this is not as fun as being on the beach for a barbecue. Some of you have received communion hundreds, maybe even thousands of times before. Each Eucharist is different for each one of us because we come giving thanks for many different things, and we come praying for many different things. But in this moment, when we give thanks together to the same God, we meet the same Christ face to face, and we hear that same call he once gave to Peter. In this bread and in this wine, Jesus comes to us. He is as really and truly present for us now as he was to the disciples all those years ago. And he speaks the same words that he spoke then. Go, cast your nets into the world. Bring some of what you've caught and give thanks to God. Come and break your fast. Take and eat. And after you've been fed, go feed my lambs. This is the most holy and sacred meal that we share together. But it means nothing if the Holy Spirit remains here in this room. So I pray that you take the Spirit of this morning with you throughout the week. I pray that the same Holy Spirit who makes Christ present in the body and the blood sends you out into the world to carry on this work that he has given us to do. I pray that the Christ who takes what he has and breaks it apart and shares it with the people around him may inspire in each one of us acts of sharing and generosity and compassion and become present with us in them. And I pray that this sacrament makes us all sacraments of God's love in the world, outward and visible signs of an inward and spiritual grace. I pray to God in the words of the priest Percy Dearmer, who wrote the lyrics to the communion anthem our choir will sing this morning. God, all our meals and all our living make as sacraments of thee, that by caring, helping, giving, we may true disciples be. Alleluia, alleluia, we will serve thee faithfully. Amen.